broadcasting statewide on the Golf Club Network, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
And a great good day to you. Welcome. You are in the clubhouse. It's an interesting kind of day. We'll have a partly sunny day, isolated showers, the high between 82 and 87. The winds are out of the east, but they feel like they're non-existent, 15 miles per hour around that. You can expect partly cloudy skies. I don't know what happened to the flash flood that we were supposed to have. We had a watch and effect. Always felt like it was just about ready to rain, and then it never came down. We were like walking through the moisture. Humidity must have been at 90%. Beautiful, absolutely gorgeous colors in the sky. Now, the first guest this morning is Gary Williams, host of Golf Channel's Morning Drive. It's on in the very early morning hours in Hawaii. I mean, very early morning hours. So you should DVR it, TiVo it. Record it if you just do that. So coming up is Gary Williams first. He's just calling in now. So why don't we take this moment to thank the people who make this show possible.
The Golf Club, brought to you by Acura of Honolulu. Now more than ever, choosing an Acura just makes sense. With this much traffic, you should ride in comfort. Introducing the Acura RLX and RLX Advance. Poipu Bay Golf Course, 18 championship holes, visually stunning. Nature and Robert Trent Jones Jr. conspired to create a stunning venue for golfers of all abilities. A unique and unforgettable golf experience. Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore Jam. And Star Protection. Get your property threat and risk assessment, then protection for your home or business, for your concert or special event, like the Hyundai Tournament of Champions. Get the Star Team on your property. Star Protection is what you need in Hawaii and California.
Hey, Acura of Honolulu has an incredible offer for well-qualified buyers. No payments for 90 days on all 2013 and 2014 Acuras in stock. Ride through the holidays in style with no payments until February 2014. Call TJ Jones, the general sales manager, for details, or visit them today, 777 Ala Moana Boulevard in Kakaako. Gary Williams, host of Golf Channel's Morning Drive. Very early morning hours. You've got to record it. I don't care how, because it's a great show. Gary, welcome to the show.
Danielle, it's always great to be with you. How you doing?
Excellent. What a rockin' week you had. I mean, you had breaking news every day. You had the PGA of America president, Ted Bishop, in the house, the mental coach, Dr. Gio Valienti. You start off with Bubba Watson, you end up with Phil Mickelson and Annika Sorenstam. Are you getting ready to, like, take a week off and you just wanted to blow us away?
I don't want to, because I don't know who's coming next. But we, you know, Danielle, we've been very fortunate. It's, you know, you have to have willing participants. And all of these people who have, as you just mentioned, who have joined us, there's so many different facets to what they provide, not just to us, but more importantly to the viewer.
Yeah.
I mean, Gio Valiente is such an interesting guy. He lives in the little town that I live in, just north of Orlando, and he works with some of the, you know, best players in the world. And then, you know, Ted Bishop. Ted always seems to make news every time we have him on, and he said something very provocative with respect to the PGA Championship. And then Bubba and Phil, you're talking about two of the most dynamic personalities in the game. And for us to have Phil in studio and for him to give us an hour of his time, we're greatly appreciative. And to be able to reflect with him on winning that Open Championship and do it in, for him to talk about it in detail, down to shot for shot coming down the stretch, it's been an awfully fun week for all of us.
And he gave a lesson. Both of them did. But let's start off with Ted Bishop, because the PGA of America is making news all the time. And I've got a couple of questions. The first one I just want to ask you, I know we've been great fans of the Grand Slam of Golf. It was played here at Poipu Bay for years. Then it moved to Bermuda, and strategically that makes a whole lot of sense. But a lot of people say the Grand Slam, it's a silly thing to even have. It's outworn, its usefulness. What are they going to continue the Grand Slam of Golf?
They are. I think they absolutely are. It's interesting. You know, with events like that, they're created with, I think, good intentions. But sometimes with all the global money that is available to these players late in the year, mm-hmm. if you don't have someone who won a major championship, then even if you have three of the four, there's something that's lost. There's something about the soul of the event that gets damaged, and Phil didn't play in it this year. So you have somebody there in Padraig Harrington who's going to be in the World Golf Hall of Fame, but he hasn't won a major championship in 5 years. So here he is in an event that's to celebrate the major winners for the year. I think it's going to continue. I just don't know what the perfect model is. You go to this thing, it's four players, and the winner makes $600,000, and most of us would say, well, God, that's great. Well, these guys have potentially, $700,000, $800,000 appearance fees simply for showing up at events at the same time of the year. I think they have to figure out what is the model to ensure getting, and you can never ensure getting all four of the major winners, but I think it's definitely going to continue.
Excellent, excellent. Moving on with the PGA of America, and speaking of money, when they up the purse for the PGA Championship to $10 million and suggested moving the PGA Championship out of the U.S. at least a couple of times every decade, wow, it was interesting to see the polarization. And some people thought it was a great idea. A lot of people don't like it at all. And I'm just wondering if, I feel like the divide between the guys, this is going to attract, the great players, the top players in the world. That's great for them. But what about the PGA professionals, the 20 guys who work really hard to get in there? How are they going to travel to China? It just seems... like we're leaving out the heart of that event.
I'm glad that you have peeled back the layers to, something that it doesn't matter in the end with respect to the competition as far as them competing to win. But that's not the point. Your point is they're the heart and soul of the organization that is putting on one of the four most important events in the world. And what I think that the PGA of America would need to do in order to make it right is to completely and 100% subsidize the cost of their travel to be able to go and to compete in this. You can't lose that. And Ted Bishop has said himself, and again, Ted only has a 2-year term, but he's making a big impact and he's making a lot of waves, that he thinks 20 is the number. If that's not going to change, you can't damage the ability of these men to go and be able to compete in this championship. They deserve to get there. They've earned their way in through competition. They would have to subsidize it. I think that's the only way to do it in a rightful way. And this is going to happen, Danielle. The idea of them doing this very detailed analysis, and I was told it was 6 international markets that they are examining for the first international PGA and the first international major, whenever that may be and whenever it may be announced. And I think it's going to be announced in the next 12 to 18 months that the PGA of America will announce that they are taking it and they will announce the market they're taking it to. But you're right that they have to figure out a way to make it right with the club professionals who play their way into the championship.
Absolutely. I mean, if they can bring the purse up to $10 million, if they've got that kind of money in the bank, then they can put out a couple of those thousands of dollars and help these guys get to, let's say, Royal Port Rush? and I thought that was the perfect, that's such an underdog location. Who can be against it, right?
Yeah, I'll tell you this, and this is why Ted is very good television. When he said that reverberated throughout the golf world. You immediately, the international media that's in Dubai wanted to get the reaction of Roy McIlroy and Graham McDowell, and Graham was quoted as saying, I had to read it 5 times myself to believe it. There is a theory that what Ted Bishop is doing is ruffling the feathers of the RNA, and there are a lot of layers to this, because the RNA with the USGA proposed the anchoring ban, and the PGA of America was against it, and 2 years ago they had the Irish Open at Royal Port Rush, almost like it was a beta test to see if they could you know, handle it with respect to the Open Championship, and there's political issues with the history of Northern Ireland. When he said it the other day on the show, I went, oh my gosh, he's done it again, and this is going to be... I love the golf course. I've been there. It's got great history. But I would say this, I don't think it should be there as the first international major. There is a major in Great Britain already, and that is the Open Championship.
Yeah, that's true.
I think there are other markets that would serve better as the first one. I'm not saying they should never go there, but I wouldn't go there first.
Oh, well, where would you go? Just a Gary Williams idea.
I would go to Royal Melbourne, and the one issue that potentially exists there is that, you know, we sit here in the Western Hemisphere and we talk about our seasons. Their seasons are totally opposite. So if you're going to have the championship at the time of the year that you would normally have it, it's the opposite season. They're in their winter months. I'm not sure, and I just don't know this for fact with respect to the climate. I know it's not that different in Australia. I think Royal Melbourne, the history of the club, the genius of the golf course, the reverence for the golf course, and here's the other thing, Danielle. Australia has an international star who just won his first major championship, but Australia is in a very flat spot right now when it comes to the game of golf. It needs to be reignited. It's too important a part of the world that they are losing television rights. The best players are not going over there to play in their biggest championships that are going on right now at the end of the year, except for a few players for big appearance money. I would go to Royal Melbourne. I would celebrate the game of golf with all of its great history, Peter Thomson, Greg Norman. Now you have a present-day Adam Scott in his physical prime. To announce it now for it to be in 8 or 10 years, I think would be the most proper thing to do.
And it's a gorgeous golf course. Absolutely spectacular.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Yeah. Now, he also made news announcing that Lynn Swann, NFL, now retired, of course, is going to be an independent director of the PGA Board of Directors. And the 2013 First Lady of Golf is Annika Sorenstam. I mean, the guy came in with one thing after another. Annika is just wonderful. Perfect recipient.
Yeah, no, she is. She's absolutely the right one and at the right time. And this isn't, you know, this is an award for those folks who are unfamiliar with it, who have honored, starting in 1998, you know, Barbara Nicklaus was the first, you know, the great matriarch of the greatest major champion of all time with respect to the Nicklaus family. And you look at the list, it's a who's who of people who have not only impacted the game with their playing record, but also their giving back to the game. And Annika continues to do that in a real authentic way. So I was happy that, you know, she was the recipient to do it in our studio. It was great. And, mm-hmm. You know, Lynn Swann is somebody who's interesting, who came to the game very late in life. And this is why the PGA of America, they've got a lot of forward thinkers right now. They transitioned to Pete Bavakwa, who's the CEO now of the association, and Ted Bishop, who's the current president. They are thinking beyond the normal traditional boundaries of people who would fit certain profiles, and Lynn Swann is somebody who fits outside of it. There are two independent directors who comprise their board. I think it was a smart move. He's a smart man. He is a very passionate, you know, late-in-life golfer. He's a member at Augusta National, and he's a very well-respected person in the business community, and he sits on several very important boards. So I think he'll lend a very good lens to the business side of what they do, because they are still running a business. They're running an association, but they are also running a big-time business as well.
Yes. You know, Mary B. Porter King, who lives here in Hawaii, founded the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association. She was and is, of course, I think it was 2011 First Lady of Golf Award. Mary B. Porter King, she was also an independent director on the PGA Board of Directors. But what really struck me when Annika Sorenstam and you were talking about, she is going to be competing in the Callaway Invitational, right? And this is the first time she's back in. She's taking, she said, how are you? She's taking a lesson. And to hear that Annika Sorenstam is taking a lesson, I felt like saying, everybody who thinks they've got the game, that they can figure this out by themselves, listen to Annika Sorenstam. It was just a perfect moment to me.
Now, she is, Annika, I thought 2 years ago that there was still a little bit of light with respect to the door being open to her competing again. But I'm starting to believe that that's not going to be the case. I told her 2 years ago, and I said, I'm going to goad you in to playing in the U.S. Women's Open when it's at Pebble Beach. And, you know, she chuckled then, and she's the most humble, great champion that I've ever been around. But she's very serious when it comes to competition. And, you know, she doesn't want to, she's not showing up somewhere simply from a ceremonial standpoint. She takes such pride in her craft. So I was not surprised to hear that she wanted somebody to have their eyes on her because she wants to go there and she wants to play well.
Yeah, exactly. She's not going to go there. Yeah, it's 100%. She's got to be confident enough in herself that she could win. Otherwise, why bother? I mean, it's...
Correct.
Yeah. Phil Mickelson, that lesson that he gave on chipping, you know, it was just wonderful to watch. Why would you have the ball in the middle of your stance if you're chipping? You know, it's... And just watching that this morning again after seeing it yesterday, it was perfect. And I felt so lucky to see that. And I thank Morning Drive. We're talking with Gary Williams, host of Golf Channel's Morning Drive. You've got to record it, okay? It's on really early in the morning, record it. But it's such a great, you get everything. You get a little bit of information like we're talking about now about what's going on in the world of golf, but you also get lessons. And speaking of that, when I was listening to Dr. Gio Valiente, he really hit me hard about pain that we inflict upon ourselves whenever you scold yourself about hitting a bad shot, that you are actually making yourself hesitate the next time you're over the ball because your brain equates that with pain. I went, wow. Mm-hmm. Huge for me.
I think it's huge for everybody. Gio is a professor at Rollins College, which is a mile from my home here in Winter Park, Florida, and I am going to go and audit a couple of his classes because in the time that I've spent with him, he's said things to me that resonate way beyond the idea of the application of what he's saying to the game of golf. There are things that he's talking about with respect to life and the idea of whether you play golf recreationally or you play professionally. There are things that he's talking about that really are transferable to the things that other people do in their jobs. And the idea that if you have, a big report or a big sales call and it doesn't go well, you don't spend the time beating yourself up as to why you didn't perform then. Figure out a reason as to why it can be instructive and move forward. Because what it is that I think we get counterintuitive and then all of a sudden our confidence gets hurt and there is nothing more debilitating when it comes to confidence. And in the game of golf, you don't have a lot of time to build it back up if you hit a poor shot because the next one has to be executed. And he's absolutely right. You have to be your biggest fan when you play. If you're not, nobody else is there to lend the hand. Your buddy maybe say, hey, you know, shake it off. But what's between your ears is what matters for you to have the fortitude and the belief that the next shot is going to be better. And I'm telling you, if you really listen to what he's saying, he says so many things that are really beyond just golf lessons. Mm-hmm. They're life lessons. And the one thing that he said to me most recently with respect to Justin Rose winning the U.S. Open was, I said, why did he stand on that 18th tee and split the fairway? And why did he hit that second shot the way that he did? He said, he's finally come to the realization that he can live with the consequences, whether it be good or bad. That is life. You make a decision, and you have to be able to live with the consequences of your decision, whether it be a good one or a bad one. And I hope that we can get him to be a regular contributor to the program going forward in the next year. He's fantastic.
He is. And when he talked about the ebbs and flows of the game, that, you know, when you're down, hey, that's just part of the progression. Everybody goes through it. Henrik Stenson, who's potentially going to have, you know, be the best FedEx Cup winner, and then the European, I'm sorry, it just went out of my mind, the top money.
Race to Dubai. Yeah.
Race to Dubai winner, right? I mean, all of these things. And then I thought to myself, well, gee, if that's the case, you know, watch out for Rory McIlroy next year. Talk about
something. Very true.
Yeah?
Yeah, the idea, with the exception of Tiger Woods before 2009, the idea that there are not, you know, peaks and valleys in this game, is just, you're being delusional. Adam Scott is a great example. Adam Scott wins the Players' Championship. There's this assumption, and I think we do get a little bit too presumptuous in golf because we have weekly referendums with all these winners, mm-hmm. that everything's going to be great. Well, Adam Scott dipped into a valley that a lot of people thought that, you know what, maybe he doesn't have the fortitude
right.
to be a major championship winner, and had no major championship record 4 years ago to speak up at all. And now... And it was even before he won. You can go back 2 years when he really contended, when Schwartzel won in 2011. And since then, he habitually is showing up. The ebbs and, you know, flows and peaks and valleys are absolutely a part of this game, and there's absolutely no way around it. With the exception of Tiger pre, you know, 2009, it just didn't exist.
Yeah, and then on a final note, And we could talk for hours because I've got three pages of notes here, but I appreciate the time you've given me this far. Back to Phil. Phil Mickelson wanting to... Tiger Woods did this forever, and people criticized him, and now it's become de rigueur. Choosing the course that suits your eye. Choosing a schedule that doesn't drain you completely, and it looks like that's kind of been adopted by major players and young players. And now Phil Mickelson is talking about reducing his schedule, and he's talking about reducing it, I hear, on your show, Morning Drive. Gary Williams is the host, and we're talking with Gary. Phil Mickelson talked about reducing the fall part of his schedule. Did I understand that correctly?
Yeah, you know, you did understand it correctly. He is, I think what we might see, and I'm just reading tea leaves based on what he said, is that I do believe he will reduce his schedule by possibly one event during the month of July. And then in the month of August, you have a World Golf Championship at Firestone, followed by a PGA Championship, and then a week off, and then you have those 4 weeks in a row. And it's interesting, Danielle, I spoke about this with Jack Nicklaus earlier this summer in advance of the President's Cup, and he said one of the reasons why he thinks Tiger and Phil don't have exemplary records at the Ryder Cup is because the burden of expectation, plus always contending in majors, now playing 12 events, they show up at these events, and their tank is empty. And so I think that's kind of what Phil's talking about. He has taken a playoff event off before. I would not be surprised if he did that again this year, knowing that the Ryder Cup this year in particular is a road game. So I think what's going to happen is, and he said it, the first half of this season will virtually be unaffected, but the second half, I think that's where you're going to see the impact of the reduction of his schedule. And Danielle...
And then on a final note... And we could talk for hours because I've got three pages of notes here, but I appreciate the time you've given me this far. Back to Phil. Phil Mickelson wanting to... Tiger Woods did this forever, and people criticized him, and now it's become de rigueur. Choosing the course...
National side in the President's Cup, the European side in the Ryder Cup, or the top American players on an annual basis, that they are going to play less and less toward kind of the middle part of the year. They'll do a few West Coast events, and then they will ramp up because they've got from truly, the Open Championship to a Ryder Cup is a bona fide, I mean, it's a gauntlet they're running. I mean, they're playing essentially nine monster events in a 12-week period.
It's a marathon. Yeah.
It's a marathon. It's absolutely a marathon.
Yeah. It's great talking with you. We really need to do this more often. Gary Williams, host of Morning Drive, Golf Channel's morning show. if you're not in the time zone, you know, it's too early, do record it because it's a great show. You've got, I can't wait to talk to Charlie Reimer one day. It's Matt Janella is funny. He's on the show frequently. Holly Saunders just got that great award, you know, one of the most beautiful women in golf. So good to have you on, Gary Williams. Thank you.
Danielle, have a great weekend. Anytime, it's always a privilege and a pleasure chatting with you.
Thank you. And we'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Star Protection Agency, providing security across Hawaii since 1991. Licensed and bonded. Property guard and patrol services. Loss prevention. Star Protection provides the security you need with the industry-leading internet-based reporting system. One call does it all. 532-3911 or on the web at starprotectionagency.com. Star Protection, locally owned with people you trust.
It was our office manager's birthday, and she loves golf. So we decided to get together for golf at Poipu Bay, and we invited a bunch of our customers. It turned into a party. The clubhouse restaurant made a fabulous lunch. The customers had a great time and met the people they give orders to. They were golf buddies long before the 19th hole. Golf at Poipu Bay. Family, friends, business, and fun at Poipu Bay Golf Course on Kauai's South Shore. Spectacular. Call 742-8711 and book your tee time, get together, or event at Poipu Bay. That's 742-8711. Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore Gem.
Why wait to drive the Acura ILX? Why wait to experience design with purpose? An exterior so unique, you have to see it to believe it. Why wait to grab life by the wheel when you can do it now with paddle shifters in the Acura ILX? Why wait another 25 years to get what you want? The 2014 Acura ILX. Don't wait. Have a quarter-life crisis.
Stop by your local Hawaii Acura dealer today and take luxury to a whole new level.
Yeah, yeah. A mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
And it's my pleasure. Bob Friend is Director of Operations at Pikewood National Golf Club. He's also an analyst for PGA Tour Network on Sirius XM, a golf show host, former member of the PGA Tour, and he's going into final stage Champions Tour Q School. He's a father of Charlie, Libby, and Andrew. Welcome to the show, Bob Friend.
Hey, Danielle, how are you?
Excellent, sir. I'm so excited. You know, I kept seeing your tweets that you did this and you did this, and I'm like, can't. And then I was hesitant to have you on the show because I don't want to jinx you.
No, you're not jinxing me at all. I mean, literally, you know, it was something where, you know, it's the owner of the company, John Racy. The company's called Greer Industries, the company for which I work. And, you know, we own this, as you said in your lead, and we own Pikewood National Golf Club, which is now ranked 45th in the United States. By Golf Digest, and, you know, for years, you know, John has said, oh, you know what, you've taken great care of yourself, the game is good, you got to do this, and so finally, in June, he and I sat down and we spoke, and I just said, John, I said, you know, I'm going to be 50 in December. He said, yeah, you need to go and try that. He said, let me know what it's going to take, and so I thought about it, and I came back to him about a month later. I said, John, I said, I need to be in Florida for a month. I said, I need to get down to Jupiter, Florida, and I used to live in Jupiter, which is on the southeast coast of Florida. And I used to play and practice at Jonathan's Landing Golf Club down there and carried the bag when I was on the PGA Tour. And so I called the director of operations down there, Fred Harkness, and he said, absolutely, come down and play and practice. Do whatever you need to do. Well, they've got 54 holes and two big ranges. And so I told John, I said, John, I need a month. I said, I need a month where I can play and practice every day. I need to play in mini tour events to get my tournament toughness back. He said, yep. He said, you go do that. And, you know, he said, Godspeed. So I went down to Florida September 30th, and I played this mini-tour event called the Golf Slinger Tour. It's a kind of an odd name, but the Golf Slinger Tour. And they play one-day events 3 days a week, and I played every single event. I won one. I finished second in another one. But what I needed to do was get my tournament toughness back, and that's what that tour allowed me to do. And so I literally worked every single day from 7:30 till dark every day. I never missed a day for a month. Wow. Like cramming for a test. And so When I got up to Orange County National, we played the Panther Lake course. There were about 77 guys for 20 spots going out of there. When I got there, I knew that was as prepared as I was ever going to be, and I was ready to go. And lo and behold, I went out there, and I shot 71, 68, 67, 70, and I finished second. And here I am. I'm actually on the golf course right now out here in Arizona where we're going to play the tournament this week. So, you know, I'm not one of those guys that says, you know, it takes a village, but I can tell you, as a tour player and going through this, you definitely have to have a support system and people in your corner. And I definitely have had that.
I'm so thrilled that your boss, the guy who owns your, said, you need to do this. That's the kind of people you need around you as you work for, who want you to flourish as a person, you know, to reach the heights that you can reach and to go for it. Why would you ever want to at some point in your life say, gee, you know, I wish I could have done that?
That's correct.
Yeah.
That's correct. You know what? I'm blessed, Danielle. I'm blessed with great health. I've got great kids. I've got great parents. But I've been, you know, I kind of feel, you know, I go back and I take a look at my life the last 10 years. I stopped playing in 2003, and I go and I take a look to see the progression of things. It's kind of like the Lord has been guiding me back to where I am right now. You know, I'm a Christian. I'm a firm believer in that the Lord wants us to go and live our lives so that we can glorify His name. And I take a look at all the decisions that I made when I came to a Y in the road, a fork in the road. Unlike Yogi Berra, as Yogi Berra said, you know, when you come to a fork in the road, take it. You know, I came to these various times in my life over the last 10 years where I had decisions to make, and I kept on this path, and lo and behold, here it is. I've got a great opportunity to become fully exempt on the Champions Tour for 2014 and kind of move on with what I believe is really my life's work.
That's wonderful. Absolutely. You know, now, Annika Sorenstam on Golf Channel's Morning Drive, she's going to be in the 42nd Callaway Pebble Beach Invitational. She's back in competition. They asked her, how are you preparing? And she said, I took a lesson. And I, you know, I said this earlier in the show. I think that's beautiful. Did you have anybody watching you? Or
no, I tell you what, I did not have anybody watching me. Now, my last several years playing on the PGA Tour, I worked with Jim Studdy. Now, Jim Studdy is every year is in the top 10 in the United States and among the finest teachers. I personally think he's the best. He's got a PhD in biomechanics. He's been teaching for 35 years. He's got about $400,000 worth of computer and video equipment in his studios. And I worked with him on tour, and I've got a very good memory, and I, you know, I took notes, and I also knew what worked for me. And so basically, this year, I didn't hit the ball all that well last year. I didn't have a particularly good year, and I played like three or four tournaments a year. And I really thought, yeah, you know what, I don't think I'm going to do that. And so this year, I went back to my notes, and I went back to two real good thoughts that work for me. Everybody's different, but work for me, which is, number one, keeping my right arm a little bit more connected to my upper chest at the top of the golf swing. So keep my right elbow down.
Yeah.
And number two, working on my posture, where my butt is up and out at address, and my weights on the balls of my feet are very athletic stance. And the reason you have to have the weight on the balls of your feet is because angular motion sends your body out towards the golf ball at impact. So you got to have the weight in the balls of your feet, and also your butt has to be up and out away from your impact area, again, to act as a counterbalance for the angular motion that's going to occur in the golf swing.
I went
back to those things, and then literally, like in a day, started hitting the ball solidly on the button. I picked up a brand new Callaway driver as well, and I started hitting fairways again, hitting the ball solidly again, and that's when I started thinking about, like in June, thinking, you know what, I got to do this because I feel like I'm back.
Yeah.
And so I didn't want to get down here and get too cluttered with swing thoughts and everything else and going and working with this guy and this guy and this guy, because all I wanted to do was really just get back into, get my competitive juices flowing and really trust what I'm doing.
Yes.
And that's really what I've worked on over the last month. And that's, you know, lo and behold, here I am. I'm ready to buckle my chin strap yet again for another Q School final and ready to go.
Right on. You know, you've experienced Q School. So has that experience in the past, in the 90s, does that help you?
Hugely. You know, I, to this day, you know, because they got rid of, you know, PGA Tour qualifying, to this day, I still hold the record for the lowest round ever shot in a Q School final to get your card back. And that was 63.
Wow.
Back in December of 97. So I definitely feed on that stuff because I get out there and you look and, yeah, you're competing against some very good players. But I, you know, in the back of my mind, I'm like, you know what? I've done this.
Yeah.
I've done this numerous times. I've done it before. I can do it again. I can perform. I can. I'm a closer, and I feed on the years I've had on the PGA Tour and the Nationwide Tour and all the years of Q School, and it's like, you know what? I've been away from it for a little bit, but this hardcore competition I've played the last month has gotten me back to where I am with my tournament toughness. And deep in my mind, I know I can play.
That's awesome. And you had your son Charlie on the bag.
It's the greatest. You know, Charlie's a great student. He's 18. He's graduating in May. He's got a 4.14 grade point average on a 4.0 scale. So he's taking AP courses, college courses. And I spoke to his principal, and Charlie's a wonderful kid. And I talked to the principal back in September. And I said, you know, this is what I'm doing. I'd love to have him caddy for me. And he just said, absolutely. He said, I've looked at his records. He said he's been a great student. He's got great participation, great grades. And he said, you know, this is a great event in his life. He said, absolutely. He said, I'll give him an excuse for both weeks. So he got, you know, obviously we got through Orlando. And then I'm flying Charlie out. He's going to fly into Arizona tomorrow night. And he's going to caddy for me again this week.
Fabulous. I can't think of anything better. God, I'm just thinking about you being on the Champions Tour and coming out to Hawaii.
You know what? That's my plan, Danielle. That is my plan, baby. Believe me.
Yes. Can I ask you, there's a lot of young guys who look for tours. And I noticed a tweet in which you said you were playing on Golf Slinger tour events.
Yeah, that's right.
Great courses and honest guys running it.
Correct. Yeah, what you have is this. In the mini tour world, there are a number of shysters that are out there, and you know you go and you and then primarily they're player sponsored tours. The guys are paying $300-$400 an event. You know, you get 25 guys and they break the purse up. The guy that runs this, his name is Jimmy Jones. He was a mini tour player himself. They've been in business for 10 years and they play very good golf courses in and around South Florida. And you know what? They cut you a check right there. If you want to wait after that day's event, they'll cut your check right there.
Wow.
And they're honest. And he does a nice job. They set the golf courses up in a difficult manner. And they're just very fair and they're honest. And you know what? I mean, you're out in Hawaii, but I can tell you that if I was a young guy looking to apply my trade and I was in South Florida, the only place that I would want to play is this golf course because the golf courses are great. And they pay you right there, which is what you want.
Absolutely. And we've had shysters over here, you know, and a lot of guys get taken in these kinds of things, and they don't have the money to get taken. You know,
they do not.
Yeah.
They do not. Most of them are just getting started. You know, for me, look, I mean, obviously, when I play, I want to win. I want to make money, this, that, and the other. But, you know, I won the first one I played, and I shot 67 at PGA National Resort, and, you know, I won $900.
Fabulous.
$900, it's nice, but for me, it's like, you know what, I'm a salaried employee, I've done very well, but, you know, you go and you take a look at a 24-year-old kid who's just getting started, $900 is a lot of money, and then you go and you're putting out $200 for your entry fee, know, if they don't pay those checks, I mean, you're like, holy cow, now what am I going to do?
Yeah, and there's been a lot of guys who've had that experience, so Gunslinger Tour, guys, if you're looking for something in Florida, Gunslinger, look for
golf,
that.
Golf Slinger.
Where did I get
that's
gun?
Okay.
Gunslinger, yes.
I know, you think Gunslinger, which I'm okay with gunslinging as well.
Okay, and for men who would like to, you know, they've been playing a long time and they think they've got the chops to do the Champions Tour, how expensive, how much money do they have, disposable money that they can...
Well, your entry fee alone is going to be $2,500. Your entry fee is going to be $2,500 and then you've got, your travel and everything else. So I would probably say that, you know, if you live like in a warmer climate type thing where you're able to play each and every day, you're gonna spend $5,000 because you got to travel to the sites, you got to pay for a caddy, you got to pay for hotel, food, rental car, everything else. So yeah, it's about a $5,000 hit by the time you get all said and done. And if you live in a northern climate such as I do, it's even more expensive.
Yeah. Okay.
But that's the whole idea with Q schools. You know, they don't want every Tom, Dick, and Harry there throwing out $500 to see if they can go and play with the best in the game. They make it cost prohibitive. They only want serious people that are playing these things.
Yeah. Okay. The finals in Arizona, TPC Scottsdale, November 19th to the 22nd. That's next week, everybody. I want you to think really positive. Bob Friend. He's in Scottsdale. He's prepping. Are you allowed to practice at TPC Scottsdale?
Oh yeah, I'm actually on the golf course right now. I've just ridden on the third hole. Speaking with you, I'm going to play tomorrow. I'm going to also play on Monday practice rounds. And you know, I'm right in the middle. I'm playing with some guys from Toronto. Nice practice round. The official practice round doesn't start till tomorrow. So they paired me up with three nice gentlemen here, and I'm playing a practice round with them today, seeing the golf course for the first time.
Fabulous, Bob Friend. May you hit the sweet spot every time. Okay.
All those putts, baby.
I love it. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Danielle, always a pleasure speaking with you. You run a quality program there, and all the best to you. And keep me in your prayers, baby.
I got you. I'm all the way.
Thanks.
I want to see you in Hawaii, Bob. Okay.
Thanks so much, Danielle.
Aloha.
Bye. Bye-bye now.
We'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
Acura of Honolulu has an incredible offer for well-qualified buyers. No payments for 90 days on all 2013 and 2014 Acuras in stock. Ride through the holidays in style with no payments until February 2014. Call TJ Jones, the general sales manager, today for details or visit them today. 777 Ala Moana Boulevard in Kaka'ako.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Hoipu Bay. Call us for your tea time, where great golf is played every day at Hoipu Bay.
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Call Star Protection Agency for your office building, shopping center, or construction site. Let Star Protection take care 24/7. They know what to do to protect your assets, or join the Star team. Need a threat and risk assessment for your business? Call 532-3911. 532-3911. Star Protection Agency, across Hawaii since 1991. Get Star Protection.
Let's see. 40 yards to the pin, wind in my face. Where's my wedge? I saw this flop shot on TV. Oh, not even close. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
It's a great day to play a round of golf. Partly sunny skies, a few showers maybe to cool you off. The high between 82 and 87. The winds are easterly, 15 miles. I don't know where those winds are. I wish they'd blow a little bit so that you could feel them at least. And here's some tee times that you might like to take advantage of. On Maui at Wailea Emerald Course, there's a 130. And at the Gold Course, there's a 9:23 or an 11:30. Makaha East has a 10:10. Olomana has a 10:16. That's a beautiful course. It's right on Waimanalo Beach. It's gorgeous there. Royal Hawaiian Country Club, Oahu Junior. Oh, excuse me. They're not having. Oh, yes, they are having the Oahu Junior Golf Association. The junior tournament is underway today. Royal Hawaiian Country Club. You know, if you go and watch these kids, you can learn a lot. All right. And Ko'olina has a 10 o'clock if you would just like to go and play around, or nine holes. Kapolei has a 9:04 and a 10:56. Makalei has a 10:28. And this is where I wanted to be this morning because then I could have, you know, slept really good. 49 degrees up Volcano this morning at 6:30. It was 49 degrees. 10:18, 10:30, and 11:12 if you'd like to play, and it will not be 49 degrees. It'll definitely have warmed up by then. Poipu Bay, they've got a couple of things that I want you to know about. First of all, really good program, and I wish more golf courses would do this. It's practice and play. Three-hole program, $25. $25 gets you an opportunity to go use the practice facility. Okay, you get free balls, a bucket of balls. Okay, you go practice. Then you get your golf cart. Then you go play three holes for $25. This is between 3 and 4 any day of the week. The practice facility closes at 5, but then you get your cart and you go and play the first three holes, which offer a par 4, 5, and 3 experience for that very well-rounded practice session. And then, of course, you can make a tea time and go have some fun, like I know some people are doing today at Poipu Bay. Oh, another thing you can do while you're at Poipu, get a gift card or give them a call and buy one over the phone. And then you have a gift for somebody that you'd like. You're not sure what they like, you know, a gift card at Poipu Bay. They could go into the pro shop and buy something that they need, or they can play a round of golf, or they can practice and play the $25 thing that they've got there, you know, just what I just described. Or you can go and buy a Travis Matthew shirt that comes with a free hat. So there's all kinds of things to do, and it's 25% off in the sale rack. It was recently restocked. And the Nakajima group is going up, okay? So may you all hit the sweet spot every time. And if you look, want a tea time, there's a 9:10, a 10:30, and an 11:40. All right, a couple of things that we didn't get to talk about that I just wanted to mention so far. Phil, when he did the lesson, Phil Mickelson on Morning Drive, he said, chip with your weight on your front foot. Leading edge, that's the bottom of the club, the part that hits the grass, okay? Make sure that you hit off your back foot, low off the front foot. So if you want, not between your feet, okay? So, yes. I have to go take my lesson today with Charlie. I'm going to see him at 1 o'clock, and they'll go play over at, not at Hickam. We're going to have our lesson there, and then go over to Navy Marine and play 9 or 18 holes. And I'm going to have to put all of these things that I have in my mind into practice. And I want to congratulate Lydia Ko, one of the 16 most influential teenagers in the world. A list came out. The 16 most influential teenagers in the world. President Obama's oldest daughter is on that list, and so is Lydia Ko. We'll be back right after this. Nancy Cross is our guest. We'll be talking about how you can volunteer your time, whether you're a driver, like driving people to and from the course, or maybe you want to use ShotLink, learn how to use it, and then, or maybe you could be gallery control, or maybe you could just stand in the village and explain to people where some place is. But they need volunteers. That's how they run these tournaments. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
The Acura TL Special Edition. With secrets come power. The power of 280 horsepower. Of a 3.5-liter VTEC V6 engine. It's a power that must be respected, wielded with confidence. For a secret in the wrong hands is letting good power go to waste. The Acura TL Special Edition with 280 horsepower, paddle shifters, and sport styling. The best-kept secret on the road.
Stop by your local Hawaii Acura dealer today and take luxury to a whole new level.
Acura of Honolulu has an incredible offer for well-qualified buyers. No payments for 90 days on all 2013 and 2014 Acuras in stock. Ride through the holidays in style with no payments until February 2014. Call TJ Jones, the general sales manager, today for details. Or visit them today, 777 Ala Moana Boulevard in Kaka'ako.
In the security business, trust is earned over time. That's why Star Protection Agency has grown to be the largest locally owned security company in Hawaii. We've earned a reputation as a common sense, highly responsive, cutting-edge security provider. Our clients know that we're watching out for them. We know that our fast response is what makes us a star performer.
And we'd like to thank our clients for their trust over the past 20 years.
Trust your security to the Star. Star Protection Agency.
It's the Golf Club. Visit our website at www.radiogolfclub.com. You can hear previous archived shows. Just hit the listen button and pick the show you want to hear. Email Danielle with your thoughts and requests. Contact us about advertising and check out our sponsor links. That's www.radiogolfclub.com. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on The Golf Club.
And welcome in the clubhouse. It's already middle of November, and December's going to fly by. And then all of a sudden it's January and it's time for the Hyundai Tournament of Champions. And then comes the Sony Open. And on both islands, we need volunteers. Today, we are talking with Nancy Cross, Executive Director. She is the Tournament Director for the Hyundai Tournament of Champions. It's January 2nd to the 6th. And there are volunteers needed. Volunteers who work five shifts or more get two shirts and a cap, two weekly tickets, and a complimentary round of golf at the Bay Course. Okay? Doesn't that sound perfect? And you get to see all the tournament action. You get to be, there's nothing like walking the course with the professionals. Maybe you won't be able to watch every shot, but I tell you, you're going to learn so much. I got to be an honorary observer at a Champions Tour event at Kapolei. It was wonderful just being on the inside and walking that close and watching how they approached their next shot, the lie. Let's bring in Nancy Cross. Good morning, Nancy.
Good morning, Danielle. You're right. And it's a lot of fun, too, a lot of camaraderie with our volunteers. And, you know, they help help us donate money to our charities, which we've donated over $4.4 million since the event moved here in 1999. So they're really helping out a good cause as well.
Last year alone, $350,000.
Right. Uh-huh.
That's fantastic. Now, the different volunteers that you need, drivers, marshals, shot link, gallery control?
Yeah, I think the most we need right now are marshals and our transportation division.
Okay.
So if anyone's interested in doing that, they should give Tiffany DeLeon a call, and she is at 808-662-7702, and she'll get them all signed up.
So you need marshals and
transportation.
So that's somebody who can drive a vehicle.
Correct.
What do you need? So you need a driver's license. What else would you need to bring in?
Well, I think, you know, obviously, you know, a pretty good driving record, but a new thing that our transportation folks started last year is they do pick up our professionals at the airport. So, you know, great chance to see, you know, our professionals that are in our field. We've got one more winner possibly this weekend. Right currently we've got 35 qualifiers. You know, including Matt Kuchar, Brent Snedeker, Adam Scott, of course, our defending champion, Dustin Johnson, Jason Duffner, just a great group. And I'm really looking forward to having meeting Jordan Spieth as well.
Oh,
who
Jordan.
Had such a great year.
Yes, absolutely. It was interesting this year, the winners of the President's Cup team qualified. And I think most of them had already, they were already qualified, right?
Well, if they qualified by winning a tournament, not by participating in the President's Cup.
They're all in already.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
yeah.
Brant Snedeker, I think he's recovering from an injury. I hope he'll
Correct.
Be recovered. Have you heard from anybody yet?
They haven't canceled their rooms, so that's always a good sign. So we'll see how that goes. Like you said, we've got a little bit of time. So, you know, we pray that he is healing and will join us. But
yeah.
As of right now, we're expecting him.
Yeah, I hope so. He's really exciting. I love how he plays. He gets to that ball on the green, and he putts. Yeah, that's something we can definitely learn from. On the marshals, how much experience does someone need to have?
Well, it depends. You know, and really not that much. They'll put them in a position, you know, that's suitable for them. So I think if anyone's interested, just call and we'll do our best to, you know, to fit you in. And like I said, it's like you said, really, Danielle, such a great opportunity to watch some of the greatest golfers play. It's just up close and personal for both our volunteers and spectators. You know, free admission to Thursday's Pro-Am, U.S. military with identification gets in for free. Youth 18 and under get in for free all week long. So it's going to be, you know, a great event. And as you know, Danielle, both the Hyundai Tournament of Champions and the Sony Open, you know, provide such a significant economic boost to Hawaii. So it's really important, you know, for everybody, you know, to come out and support the event.
The number to call and ask for, you ask for Tiffany, and the number is 808-662-7702.
And, you know, Danielle, you mentioned that you have the opportunity to be an honorary observer, and we do have a sponsorship package called Inside the Ropes that is available for people to purchase. And, you know, so I know you had a great experience. So, you know, to walk inside the ropes with a pairing during the competition round. So if anyone's interested in that, give us a call at 808-665-9160.
Okay, I have to write these numbers down because that's inside the ropes. If you can, do it. Just, you got to do it because it's really a once in a lifetime experience. It's, that number is 808-665-9160.
Right, and you and the people are able to select which day they'd like to do it. You know, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, or Monday. And of course, we don't know, you know, who they're paired with just yet because it depends how everybody's playing.
Right.
But, you know, you can pick the day you'd like to do it. You get a golf shirt, a golf cap, and it's just, you know, clubhouse tickets. So it's you know, you've done it. So it's a great experience.
Totally worth it. There's a couple of things that are going on. We'll come back and talk about volunteers and inside the ropes and give out the numbers. But you also have Golf for Maui Charities.
And right. We just announced that. And that is a great opportunity for any nonprofit organization. You have to have a IRS determination letter. But they are able to sell our Good Any Day tickets or our weekly tickets and keep 100% of the net proceeds. So it's a no risk to the charity if they don't sell them. They just return the tickets to us. And it's just a great opportunity for other nonprofit organizations that want to get involved. Of course, we have our designated beneficiaries, and we also support Hawaii State Junior Golf Association and Maui Junior Golf. But this is anybody that wants to do it, again, just call our office number. That's the 808-665-9160, and we'll give them information on how to sign up, and they can start selling tickets very soon.
Excellent. That's Golf for Maui Charities. So if you're a charity and you'd like to raise some money for your charity and you're a 501c3 already, you have to have your letter. You get in touch with the folks at the Hyundai Tournament of Champions office, and that number is 808-665-9160. Then you get the tickets, and you sell the tickets, and you get to keep 100% of the net proceeds of the tickets you sell, and it'll go directly to your charity.
And if you don't sell them, you just return the tickets, so no risk at all for the charity.
I love it. I love it. Something else that's happening that's all part of the Hyundai Tournament of Champions is the Hyundai Hope for Wheels 5K Run Walk, which is really cool because moms go out there with their strollers and they're running and babies cruising.
Right, and that's going to be Saturday, which is January the 4th at Whalers Village. You know, Hyundai has been great through their programs to also support the Maui community. I think they gave over $85,000 last year to the Kapi'olani Women's and Children's Medical Center. So that's what they do with the funds they raise for the 5K run walk. So, you know, a great opportunity to go run in the morning and then come on out to the tournament.
Absolutely. It's Hyundai Hope for Wheels. It's a 5K run walk, and that's it's like 4 miles. So it's in, you know, walking 4 miles, it's fun. You'll have a great time. So for the Inside the Ropes, if you'd like to get Inside the Ropes, you can buy that package. And if you would like to find out more about the Golf for Maui Charities that allows you to keep 100% of the net proceeds from the tickets you sell, and if you don't sell any of the tickets, you just give those tickets back, it's 808-665-9160. For volunteers, and the Hyundai Tournament of Champions needs drivers and marshals. For that, you call Tiffany at 808-662-7702. Those are awesome opportunities, and all four rounds will be seen on Golf Channel. So we'll be able to watch if you can't get to Maui, but make your reservations now because it's almost January. There's like
yes, and we've got the NBC announce team and production team coming out for the telecast. So Johnny Miller. One other thing is they are going to have a set up in the Plantation House restaurant. And that is what our clubhouse ticket is. So a lot of people ask, well, what's the difference between clubhouse and a regular grounds ticket? And the clubhouse allows you into the grounds and also into the restaurant, which has a fantastic view of the first tee and also of the 18th fairway. And then the Golf Channel will have an announced team in there. So it's going to be really fun to really watch all the action as it's going on. And our tickets are on sale at pgatour.com/Hyundai.
pgatour.com/Hyundai. Hyundai. Mm-hmm. Okay, so you can go and get your tickets now, and you have to make your reservations. Get your car, because you're going to want a car and all that good stuff. We are KPUA Hilo, KGU Honolulu, KONI Lanai City, KTOH Kalaheo. And, of course, on Maui, it's Kone. That's what you're listening to if you're listening on Maui. And of course, if you're on Maui, it's perfect. You don't have to fly over. You can just drive over.
And we've got free parking and free shuttles from Hanuakai Resort. So it's a great, very economical way for the family to spend a day, especially with youth free, Thursdays free for everybody. So come on out and watch some great golf on the famed Plantation course.
The January 2nd to the 6th, are we ending on a Monday again?
Ending on a Monday. It'll be done about 3 o'clock, so come on out early that day and see who is the champion at 3 o'clock.
Okay.
So come on out early.
And one other question, do we have the Hawaiian Blessing again this year?
We will have that on Friday. Of course, our dear friend and supporter, Clifford, not only will have our Hawaiian Blessing, and I'm sure we'll have entertainment, which we're securing. So always a nice way to start the week off, with Clifford.
Yes.
Doing our blessing.
Yes, absolutely. Okay, volunteers, drivers, we all can drive. Marshals.
Yeah, join us.
Go have some fun and call Tiffany, 808-662-7702. Nancy Cross, do you ever have time to play golf?
Not too much. I probably shouldn't say this, but I'm a huge tennis fan, so I love playing tennis. But I get out there once in a while, but I'm not very good.
No, it's okay. It's okay for you to say that because so many people in the business of golf have very little time to play golf because it's the business. You're always working, right?
Well, that's true, especially in, events.
Yes, especially in events.
Yes, yeah.
Nancy Cross,
lot of fun. And Danielle, we always appreciate your support. We look forward to seeing you out here during the tournament.
I can't wait. I'm looking forward to my Maui trip. And you'll be on the show again as we get closer and we can talk about who's coming and we can talk about this fun and all the good stuff that's going to happen and the Spectators Village and the canopies. And it's like it's a festival.
Yeah, Hyundai will have their experience tent. With all their fantastic cars on display. And, Hyundai recently extended their contract, so we have them as our title sponsor through 2015. So,
we're good.
We're good. We're good to go.
Thanks for being with us.
Thanks so much, Danielle. I'll talk to you soon.
Yes, aloha. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
It was our office manager's birthday, and she loves golf. So we decided to get together for golf at Poipu Bay, and we invited a bunch of our customers. It turned into a party. The clubhouse restaurant made a fabulous lunch. The customers had a great time and met the people they give orders to. They were golf buddies long before the 19th hole. Golf at Poipu Bay. Family, friends, business, and fun at Poipu Bay Golf Course on Kauai's South Shore. Spectacular. Call 742-8711 and book your tee time, get together, or event at Poipu Bay. That's 742-8711. Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore Gem.
Why wait to drive the Acura ILX? Why wait to experience design with purpose? An exterior so unique, you have to see it to believe it. Why wait to grab life by the wheel when you can do it now with paddle shifters in the Acura ILX? Why wait another 25 years to get what you want? The 2014 Acura ILX. Don't wait. Have a quarter-life crisis.
Stop by your local Hawaii Acura dealer today and take luxury to a whole new level.
Acura of Honolulu has an incredible offer for well-qualified buyers. No payments for 90 days on all 2013 and 2014 Acuras in stock. Ride through the holidays in style with no payments until February 2014. Call TJ Jones, the general sales manager, today for details or visit them today, 777 Ala Moana Boulevard in Kaka'ako.
Off a tree, hit a rock, and bounce next to the pin. That's my kind of golf. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
I'm just thrilled that Phil Mickelson, I know him, you know, I saw him 2 days in a row on television on Morning Drive, and he's talking about playing in the Olympics. He's looking forward to playing in the Olympics. Now, he's going to be in his mid-40s. But he feels like what's happened with his game and how he's figured out things with his driver and applying the center of gravity to the front of the club. Danielle doesn't know what she's talking about. She just hits golf balls. But, you know, it's wonderful how he just fiddles with things. He's constantly fiddling with things and coming up with new ideas. But he feels like he's getting more out of his game because he's more in control. And he probably shouldn't say that, because whenever you think you have any kind of control over anything, you usually lose it. But he's feeling very confident, and it's given him something to play for. I meant to bring this up with Gary Williams, because it's really exciting. The Olympics, even though a lot of people are like, yeah, well, golf in the Olympics. Yeah. And then, of course, there are those who go, if the course is built by then, you know, in 2016 we're supposed to have the Olympics, and they just started building the golf course because of all the land issues that, you know, people were squabbling over. There's always something to squabble over when there's a potential dollar to be made. So that's one of the things. We're going to be talking with a gentleman by the name of Craig DeVarney. He is the owner of Tour Impact Golf, improving your swing with sound. And I found it kind of interesting because it sounded so much like, you know, years ago, if you've been listening to the show for any length of time, Bill Greenleaf on Maui introduced me to his friend Bob Grober, who was at the time, well, he's like physics and way above my, you know, mental capacity when it comes to numbers and things of that nature. And I mean, I can grasp when you explain it to me, and I can kind of take all that information and simplify it in my little brain, my little pea brain. Bob was trying to figure out how he could use physics and this work he was doing, how he could make that improve putting. This is the game, or the swing. And so he came to the conclusion that if you could hear your swing, if you could hear the rhythm and the tempo, you could use all of that information, that sound, because so many people listen in different ways. Some are visual learners, some hear things and learn, some are feel learners, you know, some are combinations. Well, anyway, he made a prototype. And then Vijay Singh found out about it, and he started using it. It was called Sonic Golf. Sonic Golf. Mm-hmm. And now in Vijay Singh's display case in the Hall of Fame, because Vijay Singh's a Hall of Famer, of course, and it's there with the other memorabilia that's in each Hall of Famer's display case. Dr. Grober kind of turned his attention to other things. He's now in a very large, he went private, a very large influential company and working and doing other things. But so I'm reading this article at PGA.com, a newsletter from the PGA of America, and I come across this article. It says, Tour Impact Golf looks to improve your swing with sound. A father-son team, Craig and Scott DeVarney. I thought, this sounds an awful lot like Sonic Golf. So I thought, well, let's find out a little bit more about that. Is it or is it not? We will. We're going to take a break, though, first, before we talk to Mr. DeVarney, Craig DeVarney, and his son, Scott DeVarney. They're a team. Can we take a quick commercial break? Terrific. You're the best, Chaz. Thanks, Raph. Okay, right after this.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Call Star Protection Agency for your office building, shopping center, or construction site. Let Star Protection take care 24/7. They know what to do to protect your assets, or join the Star team. Need a threat and risk assessment for your business? Call 532-3911. 532-3911. Star Protection Agency, across Hawaii since 1991. Get Star Protection.
Why wait to drive the Acura ILX? Why wait to experience design with purpose? An exterior so unique you have to see it to believe it. Why wait to grab life by the wheel when you can do it now with paddle shifters in the Acura ILX? Why wait another 25 years to get what you want? The 2014 Acura ILX. Don't wait. Have a quarter-life crisis.
Stop by your local Hawaii Acura dealer today and take luxury to a whole new level.
Acura of Honolulu has an incredible offer for well-qualified buyers. No payments for 90 days on all 2013 and 2014 Acuras in stock. Ride through the holidays in style with no payments until February 2014. Call TJ Jones, the general sales manager, today for details, or visit them today, 777 Ala Moana Boulevard in Kaka'ako.
Yeah, a mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
And welcome back. Let's bring Craig right into the showroom, into the golf clubhouse. We're all sitting around waiting for Craig. Good morning, Craig.
Morning, Danielle.
Yeah, thank you so much for being on the show and talking to us about Tour Impact Golf, improving your swing with sound. First thing I have to ask you is, how long have you been playing?
Oh, gosh, I've been playing, got tired breaking my ankles playing soccer, so I've been playing since I was 28.
Were you serious about breaking your ankles?
Yeah.
Wow.
Three times in 2 years.
Whoa!
And so then I decided I'm going to do something that's fun, and I took up golf.
Well,
I was kind of wrong, but I'm hooked.
I was thinking to myself, take up something that's fun, and you put fun in golf. I'm always trying to put fun into golf, which is like saying, hey, yo, you don't take it so seriously. It's a game. Remember, you know, pat yourself on the head. By the way, don't forget what Dr. Gio says, you know, your brain equates, you're scolding yourself with pain, so it's going to, you know, mess up your game. The next shot, your brain will go, oh, this is hard. So I'm so glad that you took up golf. Now, what is my next question? How did you come to the conclusion that sound could help me hit the ball better?
Okay. There's a lot of teaching on listening to sounds. That goes way back. And, gosh, I don't want to bore everyone to death and have them turn off. But I think Ernest Jones used to, like, beat a drum. And there's really nothing novel or new about you using sound to develop tempo and rhythm. I mean, you know, sound has tempo and rhythm. The way I'm talking has tempo and rhythm.
Uh-huh.
So I wanted to associate it to the swing. And the club head was fascinating to me. It's like there's so much instruction about where you're standing, going through all these different positions, you know, the takeaway, where's your club at the top of the swing, how long is it there? I'm like, there's really no feedback from the club head. So the idea of tempo and an awareness of where the club head is what really was why we went down this road.
Huh. So, yeah, because most of us don't know what's going on behind us, period, right?
Right. And, truly, that's an interesting point, because one thing that's fascinating is, say there's a mosquito flying around your head. The first thing you do is you calm yourself, and your head kind of stays still when you're trying to figure out where that mosquito is. It's eerie how well this works.
That's interesting. This device, this prototype, you come up with this idea that if you can make your club head make noise,
yeah.
And you're at home, you know, in your garage, how do you make that so that you can actually put that into reality, this idea? How do you make it physical?
it was a chore. it's certainly a chore, and I thank my wife for not leaving me while I was working on it. And I also have some very inventive and creative sons around me, Scott, of course.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, we're going to try to make this sound come out of a club head, and the first thing we did was we took an old answering machine and turned it into a little playback device and put some speakers down there and took it out in the yard and swung it, and it made a sound file that was justified to one of our all-time favorite golfers. And went out in the back and swung it around and was like, this is amazing, really. Not to put it too big of an adjective on it.
Right, right.
I was surprised. So refined it a little bit more and took some videos of swinging with it and without it and the timing and the error, everything falls in line. And it was like, we really got something. And so next step is, if we're going to invest some real time and money, are we doing something that's been done before? All of a sudden it seemed obvious, and it was working so well. And there was nothing else out there. So I know a little bit about the patent process and a little bit about sports and a little bit about engineering, and we put it together, and there you are.
Excellent. So you started with what you had around the house.
Yeah.
And basically tinkered with it, and now you've got this. When I looked at the pictures of it, what is your website?
Tour Impact Golf.
Tour Impact Golf. Doesn't
right.
get any simpler. Tour, T-O-U-R, Impact, I-M-P-A-C-T, Golf, G-O-L-F. .com. And it's really sleek. And so I take this device and I put it on my club head?
No, it looks like that, Danielle. Actually, the club itself, I'll just talk about the device, what we did and why we did it. It's a 6-iron, and it'd be like a cavity back is actually what's providing the housing for the speaker and a trigger. So it's all you got to do is turn it on and swing, and it will fire when you swing. You don't have to time anything it tried to make it very, very simple to use.
Okay, this is a club then that I'm purchasing.
Correct.
A club, and I'm going to be, it's a training aid. That,
yes.
That I'm going to use, and can it be fitted for me?
So we've got an option that is available right now. We're going through Kickstarter. I don't know how many people
we'll have to explain that in just a second. But let's first talk about what it is, because if you put your money down with Kickstarter for $120, you can actually get one of these. But what is it that I'm going to get?
Okay, it's a 6-iron. It has 10 different files, 10 different professional signatures, which you can selectively play like practice a very slow and methodical type player or a very fast and aggressive player. The protracts that emit from the head, those sounds are very, very precise, and they are derived from real pros. So the whole, when you get the club, what you're really putting in your hands is the chance to practice the tempo and the rhythm of people that are, quite frankly, much, much better than us.
Yeah, okay. So as you explain, there's a big difference between tempo and rhythm, and that in the backswing and going back and through, coming forward and hitting the ball, it can't always be the same rhythm. There's a stop and a kind of like in a thrust forward, so to speak. That's not exact, and I know we could spend a lot of time talking about that exactly. But this is the sound. This is one of the sounds, and Craig can't divulge to us the names of the people of those. What did you say, 20 of them? 20 different sounds?
There's 10 different sounds.
10 different sounds.
Yeah, they're derived from studying hundreds of pros.
Okay, but you won't say which pros you've used for these 10 sounds, right?
I would love to.
But you can't. Okay, so maybe once it's further along, maybe we'll find out. But
that would
be great. Here, we're going to have to do this sound a couple of times because it goes like that. Okay, here we go. Wow, let's do that again. Huh. So there's doom, doom.
Yep, and that first note carries your takeaway all the way up to the top of your swing. So the first note trains your body to bring the club all the way to complete your backswing in a proper amount of time. And the second note is the transition, or commonly called lag. And that is the time where the club had actually stays behind your head, and then we wanted to, you know, capture the strike. So, hey, we have the electronics, so we captured the real sound of a real strike.
The whoosh.
Yes.
Okay, let's do that again. Okay, we're going to hear the top, the hold, and then the whoosh. Right?
Yes.
Yeah, see, if we all swing, we have to swing that fast.
That sounds fast, doesn't it? That is the. I think I sent you the file for number 5. I think it was.
I'm not sure what number it is.
Okay. That is the middle of the pro. The pro's range. That's not even one of the really, really fast ones.
Okay. So you want us to hear it again? Let's hear it one more time. Okay.
Yeah, if I could have your listeners just pretend they're, when they hear it, pretend they're taking a swing.
And right.
They'll pick up the rhythm with it.
I know. I can feel that. That's it. So you're working on this. It's a prototype. To get something like this manufactured, that it takes a big commitment. It's difficult to get companies to pay attention to you if you're not proven, right?
Right, right. It's that not invented here syndrome. It's not unique to golf.
Right, no. You know, we're not in control of it, so we really don't want to have anything to do with it. And you've patented it. So you went to something called Kickstarter. And Kickstarter is for people, and I've even heard it this way, okay, I'm going to simplify it way down to the basics. Let's say there's a DJ, and he wants to go out, and he wants to be a DJ, and he wants to do events for people. So on Kickstarter, he says, you know what, if you invest money so I can get my equipment, I will be your DJ anytime you need me.
Oh.
But by the same token, the DJ's got his equipment, he can go out and make money other places.
That's a very, very close simile.
Okay, so that's the idea of Kickstarter. And the other thing about Kickstarter is, let's say you say, I need $20,000 and I plan to get it in 30 days. You have to get the $20,000 in 30 days, because otherwise, if you don't reach the goal, the person who needs the money doesn't get any of it. It all goes back to the people who've put up their money. So this is what you and Craig DeVarney and son Scott have done, right?
Correct. Yeah, Kickstarter has been a great experience of its own. All the rules that they help you with and the milestones that they make you achieve keeps your product in line. It's a really nice community. It also offers people who just see your idea, like I see the disc jockey and I like what he does. I don't have to purchase anything from him. I can just plain donate $1, $3, $5. There are all sorts of different different little pledge rates. It's a crowdfunding. I really like this idea. I want to see this person succeed. Vehicle, and the people that are people in that community are pretty amazing. I've been shocked in a week the kind comments we get and support.
It's wonderful. Now, if you can go on to this Kickstarter campaign for Tour Impact Golf, and you can just, as Craig said, you can just donate $5 because you think he's a great guy and you want to encourage other people with innovative ideas to pursue their dreams. Or you can say, you know what, I want one of those things as soon as they're out. I want it first. And I want to make sure they get their $20,000. I'll put up $100 plus $120 because I want one of those. Will I get one?
Yes.
Aha.
Yeah, so Danielle, you should be getting one anyway.
No, that's not what I meant. But let's say, you know, so I can donate $100 to your cause, plus if I kick in another $120, I'll get one of the first ever made.
Right, or you could just the $120 pledge will get a first run TI sent to your house.
That's very cool.
I've been surprised people have put in more. You know, they'll select they'll select the TI, but they're putting in more money than that. And that's just, the rest of it's just plain, wow, it's just, they're so nice. I mean, it's kindness that people get behind your idea. It's a nice community.
Yeah,
anyone goes to it just to browse Kickstarter is fascinating.
Yeah, just to see all the, that's what we need in our country. We need innovative thinkers, people who want to make something. We need to make more things. We've become such a service economy, if you don't mind me talking about this first. You know, we need production so that we can, yes, sell things. We were great things makers, washing machines, cars, all those things that we made. And that's what we need to do again. And on a small scale, that's where small businesses make up the most of our economy. So more people making things and becoming successful and encouraging young people to pursue their ideas, that's important. So what you're doing is fun. Let's listen to that sound again. How does that sound go? Okay, now think about your swinging. You're going to swing a golf club. Now remember, the first note is at the top of your swing, and then you hold, and then you swing down. Wow. And that's only that's mid-range fast. That's not the fastest, and it's not the slowest. So you can choose between 10 different sounds that comes with this 6-iron that's devised, and you can have it fitted. So if you're tall or if you're need a strong, heavier shaft, you can get all that stuff too?
Yeah, as long as it's steel, it's within a range of choices, but we will try to accommodate anyone's shaft length and trim and kick point, you know, within what we can do with a steel shaft.
Right, right. Fun that you and your son are working on this.
Oh, it's been the best part. I can't explain how much fun that has been. And as you see what our club looks like now, the fact that we had to manufacture that and learn vacuum molding and plastic molding and electronics, we already knew.
It's been a
joy.
Just so you know, Craig is not, you know, he's an electrical engineer. He has a degree in electrical engineering, so he knows a little bit about what he's doing. But that's great that you were able to apply it to something that's as interesting as this. And your club, your swing, has it improved?
Yeah, it was funny. I was listening to your earlier guest talk about how you have such little time to play for golf as you get into the golf business.
Yes.
Yeah, I've suffered the same. And yet, my scores are creeping down. I don't even really get to play at all, but I do. We've been torturing our prototypes. I've been taking thousands of swings, and it's
working.
I don't want to sound like a smarmy salesman, but boy, I don't play and my scores are going down.
Craig DeVarney, owner of Tour Impact Golf. You can find all of this at tourimpactgolf.com. Thanks for being on the show. It was fun.
Oh, thanks so much, Danielle. It was a pleasure meeting you.
And let's thank our sponsors who make the golf club possible. Poipu Bay Golf Course, 18 championship holes. You got to go. It's stunning. First of all, nature and Robert Trent Jones, he just came together, you know. He saw and brought it out. He didn't move a bunch of dirt. He just brought it out. A unique, unforgettable golf experience. It's Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore Gym. Star Protection for property threat and risk assessment. Protection for your home, for your business, for the Hyundai Tournament of Champions, maybe. I don't know, I saw them last year. Maybe they'll be back. That is Star Protection. Get the Star Team on your property. And they're also in California. And brought to you by Acura of Honolulu. And Acura of Honolulu has an incredible offer for well-qualified buyers. No payments. No payments for 90 days on all 2013 and 2014 Acuras in stock. Ride through the holidays in style. No payments until February 2014. Call TJ Jones, he's the general sales manager, or go visit him today, Ala Moana, right down there on Ala Moana Boulevard in lovely Kaka'ako. Thank you for listening to the show. You can always catch us at radiogolfclub.com. It's archived there, or at Stitcher Radio. Thank you for your mana. May you hit the sweet spot every time. I'm Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on The Golf Club.
Copyright 2013.